Mr. Dabalina is the host of the show where he plays the very best of prank call audio. He calls people up and tricks them, a good one. Tell them to get angry and threaten them with a shotgun. He tells all the guys they need to shut up their misses. He calls Circle K and makes them flip all the switches. Carrot Top, landlords, tunnels, and car things. A brand new adventure every time that the phone rings. It's fun to make people question their reality. So turn up the sound and enjoy the calamities. 6,000 miles from central Argentina, it's the world of prank calls with your host, Mr. Dabalina.
Mr. Bob Dabalina.
Guess what, everybody? You're listening to Mr. Dabalina's Wonderful World of Prank Calls, and I'm your host, Mr. Dabalina. Earlier today, I was on Discord, and this guy named Go Machine was talking a bunch of shit and saying if Arby would get his crap together with the Dabalina shows, that would be nice. And I'm like, you know what, Go Machine? You're right. I should do another Dabalina show. They're easy, especially when it's just my stuff, which today, unfortunately, that's all you're going to hear is just me. I don't have any pranks from any other shows, even though it has been Ding Timber for the past month. That's the tradition we have where we get listeners like you to leave notes on cars. Don't do it now. It's too late. And you don't have the phone number anyway, but you leave a note on a car that says, sorry, I dinged your car. Please give me a call back, and you give them the phone number and sign the note, Roy. And we've had a lot of fun with that this year. Hopefully you've enjoyed listening to it over on the Snowplow Show and on the Hobosodes and on all the other shows that have done Ding Timber calls for me this year. But the problem is I don't have their calls. The other people that have done Ding Timber calls like Milkbox and Wasted Memory, and I think Dwight had some. I don't know. I hear about all these great ding calls that people had, and I heard some of them live on the air as they happened during one of the live shows that happens every single night. So if you want to submit any of your ding calls to me that you've done this year or in past years and I've never played, you should do that by emailing me at show@worldofprankcalls.com. If it's a funny call, I will play it.
Hello?
Hey. Who's this?
Who's this?
Well, this sounds like Mark.
It is.
Good.
Who's this?
That's who I called for. This is Roy.
What's up, Roy?
Not much. We were having a gender reveal party on top of your truck. I'm sorry about that. On top of the Toyota, I mean.
On top of my truck?
Yeah. I had friends gathered around, and we released some of those gender reveal poppers. We were having a gender reveal party, just a real quick one. So I stood on top of your Toyota, and I set off the poppers.
Yeah, yep. I did not look at the top of my truck.
Yeah, it's like little pink and blue dots. They will not come off. I tried using alcohol wipes on them, and I tried 409. I just slathered chemicals all over your roof, and they will not come off.
Huh. Well, I went through the car wash today, and I do not see any pink or blue chemicals on top of my roof.
Oh, they're like micro dots. They're little bitty ones. They're like the...
Why in the world would you be on top of my truck?
Oh, I was standing up there making my announcements about the gender reveal, and then
Why were you on my truck?
I revealed the poppers, you know, I set them both off.
No,
and it was both.
You don't understand.
Pink.
Why were you on my truck?
Well, because I was standing up there so everyone could hear me better. Because there was a small crowd gathered around your truck. I'm trying to tell you why.
What, do you just pick somebody's truck and stand on top of it?
Yeah, that's just the way I roll.
You're a fucking idiot.
Why would you say that?
Because that's not right.
Well, you're not right. You call me an idiot for no reason? Why are you doing
it? There is a reason. There is a reason.
Okay, well,
You don't need to be on top of my truck.
Okay, well, I won't get up there again. I was just doing the gender reveal party.
I don't care what you're doing.
So you don't care, or you do care? I'm confused.
I don't care what you're doing. You had no business getting up on my truck.
Well, sounds like you do care then.
I do care.
Okay.
Why do you think it's all right to climb up on my truck?
Because I was talking to a group of people, and I just wanted them to hear me better. And also a lot of them were filming, and I wanted them to film the gender reveal smoke and confetti.
You do not have the right to get up on my truck.
And paint. And guess what?
You do not.
It was kind of a twist ending, because we decided to reveal both blue and pink.
I don't care what you were
and
doing.
Then say, well, the baby hasn't decided yet which gender it is. So what right do we have to choose for it?
And what right do you have to get up on my truck?
I think you're missing the more important point here, sir.
No, I'm not.
Why are you?
I'm not missing a thing.
I don't get why you just called me back to yell at me or something?
No, you called me.
I know, I called you because I left the note, and then you left me a message, and I'm calling.
Right, and you're just now returning the call.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, I had a busy weekend. I wasn't even able to do a hobo show this weekend because I was busy.
I still don't see where you get the right to climb up on my truck. What gives you that right?
Well, it was just there. Nobody else was using it. It's no big deal.
No, you do not have the right to get up on my truck.
It's not like I was wearing.
No matter where it is.
It's not like I was wearing.
No matter where it is.
Hey,
no.
Hey, it's not like I was wearing those spiky shoes, right?
I don't give a shit what you were doing.
Well,
it's
you.
A good thing I didn't catch you on top of my truck.
Are you saying you wouldn't care if I was wearing shoes with spikes on them on top of your truck, with those metal spikes? Because that would scratch up the top of your truck. I think you should care about that.
I think you're a fucking idiot.
I know. You said that to me twice now. It's hurtful.
Yeah. Why do you think you got the right to climb up on my truck?
Why do you not even care about my baby's gender?
Because you're a fucking idiot.
Well, that's mean. So are you done yelling at me? Can I hang up?
I don't understand why you would think you deserve to climb up on my truck.
What do you mean deserve it? It was just there. Nobody was using it, so I climbed up there to make my announcement.
That's wrong.
Okay, well, it says you, but you know what? Everyone else enjoyed it and applauded, and a lot of people filmed it.
Right now, it's a good thing I was not there to see you do it, or I'd have drug your dumb ass off of the truck.
Oh, no, I would have kicked your motherfucking ass if you tried that.
No,
you fucking pussy.
No, don't start on that with me.
Oh, you can say mean things to me, but I can't say mean things to you?
You can say whatever you think is right, but wherever you get the wild-ass idea that it's right to climb up on somebody else's property without their permission, you are wrong.
What about if I say I'm sorry after, like I did?
I don't. This is unbelievable.
Oh, you don't care again?
I don't care.
You keep saying you don't care, and then your actions seem to suggest that you do care. Like, you know, yelling at me and calling me names. And
You're just unbelievable.
You're unbelievable. I'm going to kiss you. I'm going to kiss you on the mouth, sir. If I ever see you, I'm going to kiss you right on those lips.
You better hope you don't.
Oh, I will. If I see you, I'm going to kiss you on those supple lips.
You better hope you don't. That's all I got to tell you, mister.
Okay. Well, we'll see
what would be probably the dumbest fucking thing you ever.
We'll see what happens,
life.
Because I might just find you attractive and I might decide to just kiss you on the lips.
Yeah.
All right. Why don't you hang up that?
Not going to happen.
Hang up that fucking phone, Mark. I got shit to do.
Yeah.
Hang it up right now.
No, because when I found that note on my windshield,
yeah,
I went straight to the police.
Why'd you do that? I left a note.
Somebody said they dinged my truck.
I know. I left a note. That's what you're supposed to do when you ding someone's truck.
Where did you ding it? You didn't explain to me that.
Well, is that why you went to the police? Because my note wasn't detailed enough?
No. Because I thought there was damage on my truck.
It's just that gender reveal paint. It sprayed all over the place. It got all over my pants, too.
Yeah. You're a fucking idiot.
Yeah, I know. You keep saying that, but I think really deep down you love me.
You are amazing.
Oh.
How did you end up in at the football game?
You're amazing.
For a gender reveal?
You're amazing. Because it's my kids go to that school, and a bunch of my friends and family were there. They gathered around the truck. I stood on top, and I made my announcements, and people filmed it. And you just need to calm them. You just need to calm the fuck down.
No. You are a fucking idiot. That's all I have to say.
Are you sure that's all you have to say? Because you said a lot more than that.
Well, that's I just don't understand why you think you have the right to get up on my property.
Because your truck was tall. I have a short car. I have a hatchback.
No, it's not. It doesn't make any difference.
Yeah, it does. Because
the
cab's higher, you fucking idiot. So, like, I'll be higher
it's
up
not,
and people can film me
easier.
It's not
yours to stand on or whatever you did.
Well, I didn't even hurt it until the paint got all over it. The little specks of paint. No one will even see them up there because your cab's so high.
I will see when I get it out in the daylight tomorrow.
Oh, you see.
And if there is damage, the police department will contact you.
Oh, if the police department comes over here, I'll kick their ass.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
Oh, yeah, it will.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, you just be looking for a surprise kiss on the lips for me, sir.
Well, I hope you don't.
Okay.
That would be the second dumbest thing you ever did.
You might like it, though. You might like kissing me on the mouth.
Yeah. Yeah. Hello.
Hello, Benjamin. This is Roy. I left a note on your car.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Not too bad.
Get outside. Yeah, it didn't cause a whole lot of damage, you know. I mean, it just cracked the bumper and...
The bumper?
You know, I don't know. It's kind of scratched and cracked and...
Oh, no, I didn't do the bumper. I cracked the inside of the gas cap because I was siphoning gas. And as I pulled my siphoning machine out, it kind of scratched inside the gas cap. So
I didn't even see what was wrong with it, to be honest with you. I looked around it and I was like, what the hell is even wrong with it?
Oh, yeah. No, it's inside the gas tank, inside the gas cap part, you know, like the door that opens. I scratched the paint on there as I was pulling out my siphoner. So that's
on
all,
the band?
Yeah, that's all it was, just inside of the gas. I can get some touch-up paint, or I can give you my insurance information. Just a little...
Why would you siphon in? I'm confused.
Oh, just, you know, I needed some gas to make it home. I just took a couple gallons.
Oh, shoot. I didn't even... Why the heck would you siphon gas out of the van?
Oh, well, I just needed some. You know, I didn't take it all. I just took a couple gallons. You know, just a couple, 3 or 4 gallons.
Yeah, wow, that is baffling.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
well,
someone else must have hit your bumper. Like, maybe you just didn't notice it or something before.
Well, that's just so uncommon that someone...
That what?
Siphon gas out of your van. And
oh, well, you know, it's the days we're living in. Gas is so expensive and... I have an SUV. You wouldn't believe the horrible gas mileage I get.
That is just so odd. Well, shoot, just pay me for a couple gallons of gas, and we're square, huh?
Oh, no, it's just a couple gallons. It's not a big deal. You wouldn't have even noticed. I can give you some touch-up paint, though.
That's not what concerns me. What concerns me is you took the fuel out of my... Siphon the fuel out of my van.
Just little bit, though. I mean, you have like a 20-gallon tank, I think, right?
11.
Oh, 11? Okay. Well, see, I only took 2, so it's okay. My tank, my little tank that I siphon it into, it's only 2 gallons.
Is this some sort of prank or something?
No.
Then why would you steal my gas and tell me it's no big deal? That's just...
Well,
$6, don't trip on it.
I just felt bad dinging the inside of the tank like that. I actually...
You shouldn't feel bad about that. You should still feel bad about stealing my stuff.
Oh, I do that all the time. Just the gasoline, because, you know, nobody really owns gasoline. So
you would leave a note saying you dinged my car in the process of stealing my shit, but you wouldn't even mention stealing my shit?
Yeah, I should have been more detailed. I'm sorry. But, yeah.
Man, the temerity of you.
Yeah.
You do this all the time, scamming people?
Well, I'm not scamming anyone. I just needed a little bit of gas to make it home.
I mean, the audacity of you to leave a note saying you dinged my vehicle, that you stole my gas and scratched it in the process of stealing shit out of it?
Well,
the fuck is wrong with you, dude?
Okay, look, I actually went out and bought a little container of touch-up paint, and I tried to touch up the inside, but while I was doing it, I accidentally dropped a little tube into the gas tank, so I'm sorry about that, too.
Good. Why don't you drop a little cyanide in a syringe and put it in your arm?
Well, because that would kill me. Why would I do that?
Or run into traffic, you fucking fruit fucking bastard.
What? Why are you talking to me like that? I was just trying to do the right
thing.
Why
would I talk to you like that? You steal my shit and then tell me that? I hope you fucking die today, you fucking fruit bastard.
That's an awful thing to say. You shouldn't wish that someone would die.
Thank you, you fucking fag nigger loving motherfucker.
Whoa.
Why don't you go run into traffic right now?
Holy crap.
Holy crap.
You can't say that. That's rude.
Oh, yeah, I can.
It's incredibly rude.
I can totally say it.
Well, you know what? Now I don't even want to pay for touch-up paint. So, you know what? Fuck you. Okay, let's call him right back.
I'm calling Walmart right now, you fucking fruit bastard, and I'm having your ass arrested for stealing my gas.
Oh, Walmart can't arrest me.
I know what the fuck you stole out of my van.
I'm
going to get your little fucking punk ass.
I'm giving your number to the police because you cursed at me. So you just wait for the call.
You stole out of my van, you fucking derelict bastard.
Well,
and you're
going
to call the police?
Let's see you prove it. Yeah.
You're a fucking are you stupid or something?
No, of course not. You cursed at
me. Your mom and dad support you? Your mom and dad pay your bills or you steal your way through life?
If they paid my bills, I wouldn't have to steal gas, idiot.
Yeah, well, you sucking dick for it or something?
No, I'm just stealing it from trucks and at Walmart. No one ever notices.
Yeah.
It's just two gallons at a time.
I wish you'd take a gun and blow your fucking brains out. I wish you'd run into traffic, maybe in front of a semi.
Jeez.
Step right into it.
You're
Why don't
a
you try that?
Dark person. What's wrong with you? Holy crap.
Choke on a dick. Go choke on a dick. Yeah, I don't appreciate getting stole from.
I know, but like,
I appreciate you even
Jesus
calling
Christ.
Me or breathing the same air as me.
The stuff you're coming up with is pretty intense.
I know,
What's wrong with you? Holy shit.
You're a vile creature, and I wish that the world was a little shyer of vile creatures like yourself.
At least I'm not going around wishing death on everyone. In great detail.
Yeah, get a job, motherfucker. Why don't you try that?
No.
Stop putting poles in your fucking mouth. You got a pole.
That you know, you need to redo that insult. That was no good.
Yeah.
Try again. I mean, it was pretty good up until that point. Okay, he's gone again.
Hey, Roy, this is Mike. I found a note on my car from you. Just
trying to sound like a grown-up here.
Give me a call back to see what this was about. This is kind of a strange note. Yeah, hope to hear from you soon. Bye.
Hello?
Oh, hey, it's Roy. I left a note on your car. I've been trying to call you for like 3 weeks now.
I don't think so.
Oh, yes, I did. You didn't leave a message for me about the note?
No, I don't know it, Roy.
I know, we don't know each other. I accidentally dinged your car, and then I left a note on the window. And you called me?
What kind of car?
Well, are you Mike?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, well, you left a note. Were you just high when you left it? You don't remember?
No, I didn't ding your car, dude.
No, I dinged your car.
I didn't even know.
I dinged... No, you left... You called me. You left a note, and I called you. I left a message. I just need your insurance info.
I am at a loss, dude.
You don't remember...
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You don't remember the note on your car.
I don't remember a note on my car, no.
It's only been...
I am Mike.
It's only been 3 weeks. I mean, you left this message. Are you just drunk all the time?
I don't drink, dude.
Oh,
don't get smart on me, dude. I don't know who you are.
So you just smoke the weed. I get it.
I don't smoke weed. I'm not high. I wasn't high when you dinged my car. I don't know why I would leave a note on your car if you dinged my car.
No,
that doesn't even make sense, dude.
No, you're misunderstanding me, probably because you're on crack. I accidentally dinged your car and I left a note on it. You're not trying to scam.
Where are you calling from?
Is this one of those scam calls?
That's what I'm asking you. That's what I'm trying to find out, dude.
Oh, no, I asked you first. Is this a scam call? Is this a farce?
That's what I'm asking, dude. I don't remember my car getting dinged by anybody, bro.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
My car is fine.
Okay.
What kind of car was it?
Okay, Chief. I don't remember. I don't really know cars that well.
All right. Well, you're kind of insulting, bro.
Okay. Well,
you know that, right? Where do you live anyway?
I'm not trying to.
What state are you in?
I'm not trying to insult you. I'm just saying you do
crap. Okay. Well, then I apologize. Then, but what state are you in?
Well,
where are you from? What state are you in?
My phone number is in California.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm actually in Minnesota.
I am too.
Oh, yay! Ding, ding, ding! We're like twinsies. You get the bell. Yeah, it's pretty weird that you don't remember calling me after I left a note on your car. I mean, it was just 3 weeks ago, and, you know, lay off the crack. Lay off the heroin, whatever you're doing.
None of the above, bro.
Meth.
Sorry, but...
Meth, poppies.
No, I don't remember. Do you remember what kind of car it was?
No. It's been like 3 weeks. It's so weird that you can't remember this whole thing, though. You must be hot.
But you left a note on my car.
You must be high all the time. Yeah, I left a note, and then you called me.
No, I'm not. What is your deal, dude?
It's not
First
me.
Of all, I don't drink. I don't do drugs, so I'm not high all the time. I'm not on crack. I'm not stoned. I'm not fucking drunk, and I'm not a fucking retard. So quit insulting my intelligence.
Hey,
okay?
Stop.
You don't remember what car you dinked, but you left a note on it and say I called you.
You need to stop insulting retarded. Stop insulting retarded people.
That's
fucking happen. Not cool. So you're
Would
just
you like to give me your insurance, and I'll turn it into your insurance then?
No,
is
no.
Is that what you're trying to do?
Oh, no. Yeah, of course. Yeah, I want to give you my insurance information, but I guess I don't have to because you don't remember. I just basically got away scot-free.
You know, man, I guess you did, bro. I don't know what you're talking about, really, though.
I bet you throw your
goat... This was three weeks ago.
I'm
with my wife right now, and we're pretty much together all the time, no matter where I go. Was my car parked?
So, wait, she doesn't remember either?
No, she don't remember either.
Oh, my God. Do you get your drugs from her? Is she high all the time, and you're just high part of the time?
What are you talking about, dude?
It just, you know, drugs, they mess with your head, they make you forgetful...
You think? Yeah, I'd say they do, dude.
I assume so. I mean, I've never tried drugs.
If this is about you giving me your insurance information so I can turn it in to get the ding fixed on my car, then there's no reason for us to be talking about that at all.
Wait, so there...
I mean, were you drunk when you hit my car? Were you high when you dinged my car?
Yeah, I was, but that has nothing to do with it.
You were? Well...
I bet you throw all of your Go cups out the window.
All my what?
All of them. All of your Go cups. I bet you throw them out the window after you drink.
My Go cups?
Yep. You heard me.
I'm sorry. I can't hear you.
Well, anyway, I'm going to get going since you don't even remember. I'm just basically, my insurance rates aren't going to go up. So thank you for forgetting. Thank you for being a drug addict.
Hey, you're full of shit, dude. Fuck you are. Oh, and then you don't remember. So I guess I'm going to have to give you my insurance information. My rates won't go up.
Also, thank your wife for me, for being in...
Roy, how about this then? If you don't give me insurance information so I have your phone number, how about I just turn you into the police then? And then it'll just be considered hit and run.
Oh, I'll
then you can go to court and just have your license suspended for that. How's that sound?
Well, I'll tell them that you do drugs and that your wife's an enabler.
Well, you can do that, because guess what? I take piss tests, dude. I don't have to, but I do for my job.
You probably...
So I pass my UA.
Yeah, you probably...
How's that sound?
You probably use
so
those...
So maybe we could check your piss after I turn you into the police.
You probably use those anti-piss tests that you buy on the internet so they can't catch you. You're one of those people.
No, I go to a facility, dude.
Yeah.
I get my test done at a facility.
You bring all your illegal anti-drug stuff into the facility so they can't catch you. I know how people like you work.
You don't know me. You don't know people like me, dude. I'm one of a kind. I trust you.
Yeah, but I can tell, like, how high
you're... How about we meet and have lunch and a beer or something or a drink? And we meet and talk.
No, I'm not going to do that. You sound very hostile.
Because this is kind of ridiculous. We're both insulting each other, dude. I don't like being like that. I don't like being that kind of person.
Did you insult
because
me?
Because I feel like I'm disrespecting you, and I don't want to do that.
I couldn't tell
Maybe
that
I can
you...
buy you lunch, dude, and we can sit and talk about this and figure this out.
Okay, I'm just saying I didn't notice that you insulted me. I guess probably because your insult wasn't very good. I don't recall you insulting me. What'd you say? Was it a good one?
Excuse me, I couldn't hear you. What now?
Nothing. I'm going to hang up since you don't remember. I don't want to have lunch with you because you don't... I'm just not into the drug life, you know? I don't want to hang out with other...
How about I just turn you in then, dude? Since you called me, I got your phone number. I can turn you into the police.
You're going to turn me in for calling you and not being nice?
I was the last one to apologize for talking to you however we're talking to each other.
You're the only one to apologize.
I can call the police and say that you called me to give me your information because you hit my car.
Yeah.
And then you decided you weren't going to, just out of nowhere, decided he wasn't going to do it.
Maybe they'll charge...
So here's his information. His name is Roy. He hit and ran my car.
Maybe they'll charge me with like two counts of not being nice in the first degree.
Well, how do you know? Maybe I saw you do it.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm recording this call, so I'll show them this recording and
for what? That's what I'm saying, dude. What is this really about? What'd you call me for, dude? Let's just quit bullshitting around. You're an adult. I'm an adult. What'd you call me for, dude? What do you want?
I do a prank call radio show on the internet, and you're on the air right now, and we just thought it'd be funny to call up people and tell them we dinged their car, even though I didn't even leave a note.
You fucker.
What?
You fucker. Oh, my God. No, it's a prank fucking thing. So, hey, is it an internet show or something?
Oh, no, we're on the FM radio. By the way, could you tell your wife to shut the fuck up? Because you're on the phone. Tell her.
We're on the radio.
Yeah, turn it on 97.4. Quick, I'll meet you there. Bye.
You know, once you say you're on the radio, you can pretty much do whatever you want and people just laugh. You can say shitty things about their wives and they just laugh about it. Being a DJ on the radio, that's the life for me. So I hope you're enjoying these calls of people who think that somebody's dinged their car, but then when they call me, they're just more confused and angry and they don't know what to do about it. One of my favorite carding pranks to do is known as the paradox prank, which confuses the hell out of people, including myself. And it's where I try to say that I dinged their car while I was leaving the note. And they're like, well, why were you leaving the note? To tell you about the car ding. But the car ding wouldn't have happened if you weren't leaving the note. But I had to leave the note, so you'd know that I dinged it. And there's a few of them like that where we just talk in circles. Here is one of them.
Hello? Hello?
It's Roy?
Hi, hello. It's Roy.
Hello.
Hello.
I found a note on the windshield of my truck.
Oh, yeah, that was me. Your truck's really high off the ground, so I had to lean a ladder against the truck to put the note on the windshield, and the ladder put scratches on the car.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
Well, you know, I'm a short person, and I just had to use an aluminum ladder to get up on up to your windshield to leave the note, and the aluminum ladder put some scratches on the side of the truck. Sorry about that.
Well, why'd you leave the note on my truck?
So you'd know about the scratches from the aluminum ladder. I really should wrap some sort of rubber protective stuff over it so that doesn't happen in the future. I'm so sorry.
Well, you gonna pay for it?
Yeah, sure. That's why I left the note.
Well.
Well, what?
You got an ad?
What?
Have you got an address?
What do you need my address for? Don't you just need my insurance info? I don't need you coming here and starting trouble.
Well, something don't add up here.
What?
If you said you dinged my truck, why are you putting an aluminum ladder? How'd you ding my truck?
Oh, no, the aluminum ladder was the ding. I put the ladder up against your truck and climbed up to leave the note, and it left scratches.
Well, why are you putting the aluminum ladder against my truck?
So I could leave a note for you to let you know.
What are you, fucking goofy?
What does that mean? What are you talking about?
Well... I'll have JPD give you a call here shortly.
Oh,
let them figure it out.
No, I don't want them calling me. I don't give them permission to call me.
Well, they're going to be calling you.
Well, I was trying to I'm trying to give you my insurance info. So what are they going to call me for? I'm trying to do the right thing. You're going to call the police on me for doing the right thing?
Well, apparently you're vandalizing property by putting a aluminum ladder against my truck.
Well, it was an accident. I mean, if you hadn't parked like that, I wouldn't have had to use the ladder. I mean, I could have put the ladder out and not leaned it on the truck.
But what do you mean parked like that? I'm parked on the road. I'm allowed to park on the road.
Yeah, but you're parked stupidly. You're parked like a woman. You're like a woman driver.
Oh, I am, huh?
Pretty much.
Well,
I don't see why you're getting so angry. I just tried to do the right thing and leave a note when my ladder left marks.
I'll let you explain it to JPD for leaving the scene of an accident.
Oh, I won't pick up for them. So fine, whatever. I'm just gonna never answer my phone again if you don't want to do it the honest way.
Listen, numbnuts. I work for the sheriff's department. I've got your phone number.
You do not.
I can find out where you. I don't.
You're such a liar. You know you're not allowed to impersonate the police.
Well, if you want to come to my house, I'll show you my fucking badge.
I don't want to come to your house. Your house probably smells like old people.
Yeah. No.
Well, okay. I tried to give you my insurance info. I guess you don't want it. Whatever.
Oh, you haven't given me any insurance.
I tried to, but you just wanted my address because you're trying to be a tough guy and scare me by getting my address. I see how it is.
I ain't going to scare you.
Well, and you're saying, well, oh, I'm going to show you my badge. I'm going to show you my big, scary badge.
Well, I do work for the sheriff's department. And if you don't believe it, call me. They'll and find out.
You're probably the janitor, right, at the sheriff's department?
Yeah, I'm the janitor, yeah. I wish I had you up in the sheriff's department right now.
Why? Would you?
We'd find out if I was a janitor or not.
Would you do police brutality on me? Is that where that's leading?
No. It's not leading to that.
Well, I don't believe you. Anyway.
Well, let's have your insurance card then.
Okay. It's Progressive Insurance. My policy.
Last name.
Gerbel?
I gotta have your last name.
Okay, you didn't ask for my last name. You asked for my insurance card info.
Well, when I call Progressive, I'm gonna tell them Roy. Right? They're gonna know exactly who you are.
You're gonna give them my policy number, stupid.
Oh, I'm going to give him your policy number.
Yeah, that's how it works. Have you never been in an accident before? You'd think being a sheriff, you'd know how to...
What did I just tell you, asshole? I work for the sheriff's department.
You'd know how to do these things, you'd think. You sound like an adult.
Yeah, well, you don't act like an adult.
Well,
what's your policy number, Roy?
Well, what should I have done? Not left a note?
I don't understand what you're talking about, putting a ladder against my truck. That's why I think you're jerking my fucking chain.
I don't even know what that means, but I had to put a ladder against your truck so I could reach the windshield. It's high off the ground.
Careful, what are you, midget?
Yes.
Oh,
what does that mean? What was that noise? You don't like midgets now? You're against midgets?
No, I don't like midgets, especially if their name's Roy.
Okay,
give me your policy number, numbnuts.
Well, I'm recording this phone call, and I'm going to tell everyone you don't like midgets.
Go ahead, record it. Put it on the fucking front page of the newspaper.
Oh, no, the internet. Who the fuck reads a paper anymore?
I don't give a shit. Put it right next to Donald Trump's name.
Okay, I'll do that. Anyway.
What's your... I'll give your mom a call.
Will you?
I got your mom's phone number, too, yeah.
What is it?
655.
She could you tell me what it is? She won't give it to me anymore. Ever since the restraining order.
30655.
Oh, okay, great. Thanks. I'm going to give her a call right after we hang up.
Yeah, well, give me your policy.
All right, it's number 3.
Oh, that's your policy, number 3, huh?
Yep. Yep, they started recycling the policy numbers, so I got one from one of their first customers, I think.
Okay.
So, policy number 3.
Okay, your last name. Let's have your last name, Roy, so we can tell them.
No, you know what? I think I'm just going to hang up and call my mom now, because it's been years. I'm going to let you go. I'm going to go call my mom. Thank you so much for her number. I appreciate that so much.
Oh, do you?
You know, it's an estranged relationship.
I'll be giving her a call, too.
Well, wait until I'm done.
Maybe.
Done.
Yeah.
Please.
Well, when JPD shows up at your house, you're going to explain it to him.
Oh, no, I'm not allowing them to come to my house. I'm a part of a sovereign nation, so they don't have any rights to enter my home.
Are you?
Yep.
Well, let me tell you something, asshole. I see you around my truck again. you can expect an ass whooping.
Oh, is that
you
what
got
the,
that on tape?
Is that what sheriff?
You got that on tape
is that
too?
Is that what someone from the sheriff does? They just come along and do an ass whooping.
Yeah.
You don't arrest.
Yeah,
you
this
don't.
One does.
You don't arrest people. You just this one, you just whoop their asses.
When I'm off duty, yeah.
You sound like a That's shitty sheriff.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm glad you agree. Well, anyway, I'm gonna go talk to my mom. Thank you for reuniting us.
All right. Okay. Okay, Roy.
All right, bye.
Keep in touch, buddy.
I will.
Keep in touch.
I will. Have fun being a janitor at the police station.
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
All right, bye.
Fucking asshole.
Hello, Roy?
Oh, hey, yeah, this is Roy.
Oh, hi, Roy. You put a note on my car saying that you dinged the car?
Yeah, that was me. That was me.
That
yep.
was you?
Yep, I was...
Okay.
Hey, shut up. So I was actually siphoning gas out of your car, and the siphoning device it scraped the inside of the gas tank. So I'm sorry about that.
You siphoned gas out of my car?
Yeah, because I needed gas to get home, and I didn't have any money, so I keep a siphoner in my car for situations like this.
Okay. And how did you get into my locked gas tank?
I have a lockpick set. It's very simple. Takes 30 seconds, maybe. Really easy to do. But yeah, I just needed the gas. I didn't take all of your gas, maybe just half of it. That's all.
Okay. So you just go around taking gas out of people's cars?
Yeah, if I need to, you know, I drive an SUV, so my SUV uses up a lot of gas. So it's really expensive if I actually pay for it.
Okay, really weird that you do that, but it's
what?
Illegal.
What? No, it's not illegal.
Yeah.
I don't think it's illegal. I think it's like a loophole in the law. I think I read that on the internet, so it's okay.
So while I was at work, you mean, out of an Acura, you took... How come it says I dinged your stupid car? What's stupid about my car?
Well, just because it's an Acura. I mean, come on, who drives an Acura? You need to drive an SUV like a real man.
Well, yeah, but you obviously can't afford the gas for your SUV.
Well, yeah, that's you know, I had to choose one. Did I want to afford a car, or do I want to afford gas for the car? So I bought the SUV and I siphon gas all the time.
And you just use everyone else's gas.
Yeah, because that's
all right,
cheaper.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yep.
Well, yeah, it's a lot cheaper
yep.
for you.
Well, I just take a little bit out of the time, so most people don't even notice. But I wanted to leave you a note and let you know that I accidentally put that scratch on the inside of your gas tank of your stupid Acura. Stupid fucking
Acura. So
that's
why I didn't see it.
Yeah.
Stupid fucking Acura. Oh.
Yeah, because, you know.
All right.
I'm just saying that because it's a stupid fucking Acura.
I don't know. This is a weird... I can't believe you did that.
Yeah, well,
I have cameras at work, you know.
It's good economics. Well, why didn't the cameras catch me then?
I didn't know what you did, so now I can ask them to roll the cameras, so maybe we can look at it. But I don't know where you live. So.
Sounds like those security cameras. Those security cameras suck if they can't even tell you that a crime happened.
Well, we didn't know a crime happened. Now we do. So,
well,
now
it's
I can ask.
No. What I'm saying is it's a shitty security system. You need to upgrade the AI on it so it can detect you know, things happening. It can just be like, oh,
are you
yeah,
like a total douchebag or what?
Well, I'm just saying, you know, you're telling me that there's cameras and stuff, but the cameras didn't do a whole lot of good.
Well, there is.
They didn't even tell you. They didn't tell you that anything happened.
Well, no, because I'm going to turn around and go back in there now, and I'm going to ask them to look at the cameras.
You know what?
If your SUV was there, I'll get a license plate number.
If you're going to be a douche canoe about it, I'm just going to climb on top of your car and whip out my dick and pee all over your hood. How do you like that?
Oh, I'd love that. That'd be awesome.
I bet you would. You'll probably look at the camera and be like,
Yeah. There's Roy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Roy with his huge cock hanging out, peeing all over
your
my
name
hood.
Is probably not even Roy.
What? Why do you say that?
All right. Weirdo. Because this is weird. Why would you call and admit to siphoning gas out of my damn car?
Well, no, I usually don't. That's what I'm saying. I just accidentally dinged the inside of the gas tank. So I'm being a nice Christian person and letting you know what I did.
A nice Christian person.
Yep.
Do you do drugs by any chance?
No. No, I've never done drugs
Christians
in my life.
Don't do drugs. They,
of course
they
not.
They just siphon gas out of people's cars.
Well, okay, do you see anything in the Bible about siphoning gas? No, I didn't think so.
Yes, there is, actually.
Oh, okay, where is it? Which verse and chapter and all that shit?
I'll get it for you, and I'll send it to you
okay,
on an email.
Yeah, just text it to me or whatever.
Give me your email address.
Well, just text it to me. You have my number.
All right, weirdo.
Hey, fuck you.
So how much gas did you take
fuck
out of my
you.
Car, Roy?
Probably just...
Now I got to put gas in my car, dumb shit.
Yeah, only... no, you're the dumb shit because you have to pay for it. I got it for free. So I'm actually smarter than you.
Well, where do you live? I'm going to come and siphon it all back out.
Well, I'm not going to tell you, and then you can't.
Apparently not.
Yep.
Jesus. All right. Well, thanks for letting me know that you took my gas out of my car.
Okay, be sure to
look and see how much gas I have now.
Be sure to let your boss know to upgrade the security system to one that doesn't suck and knows how to tell you when there's a problem.
Well, they don't sit... Didn't get off work till midnight, so they're not sitting there staring at the cameras.
I know, that's what I'm saying. They should upgrade the AI, and the AI will just tell you automatically when someone's doing something.
Well,
don't you know how AI works?
It is Walmart, you know. Don't you know how Walmart works? They don't give a shit.
Okay, well, who cares about the cameras then? It sounds like I got away scot-free.
Apparently, because even if I saw you, well, I suppose I could get your license plate number.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll have to do that.
Oh, I'd like to see you try. Whatever.
I'm going to.
Good.
Dickweed. Bye.
I put reflective tape around my license plate and LED lamps, infrared lamps.
Do you have a job?
Yeah, and
Roy, do you have a job?
And they fuck up. Shut up. They fuck up cameras, so you can't even read my plate. Yep.
Well, you put a lot of thought into this thieving that you do, huh?
Yeah. Well, you know.
Got
it. Oh, shit.
Don't you think it's weird?
Hey. Party time is starting. I got a good one. Party time is starting.
Party time. All right.
Yeah. Party time with Laugh Track Matt and Zax.
Yeah. Whatever. Bye.
Their show just started, so I got to get going. I got to end my show.
Thank you for calling down. This is Steve. How can I help you?
Cool prank calls, lick my balls. Slowly kill yourself with alcohol. It's party time, all the time. Drink till you get bubbles in your spine. I'm on Skype, making friends and calling people up and bothering them. It's not even funny, just petty crimes from a cripple getting drunk off the government's dime. Yeah.
Explore to the state and I work great. Got a fit back, I can lift that all day. With a ball and a chain, crawl in the rain. Get a six pack, split that court and complain. Fall into flames. Trabajo la línea's all in the frame.
The assembly line.
Applied sciences for assembling appliances. Resemble what compliance is.
For world trade alliances.
See a young Thai slave makes a fun size wage. Dazed in a grave for some crumbs in a cage.
That's my son on the stage.
Clowns in a circus bound to a third ship. Worst is kids used to laugh at me. Now we all work in a factory. Yay! Back in the days in foster care, dreaming that my real dad was the man, but he wasn't. He was just a drunk. My parents are dead, and I'm stuck.
Building products, electronics, Fila factories, philharmonics,
lifestyle isotonics, robot muscle mass blast hydraulics. That's economics. Straight for the state, we're patriotic. Foster kids, take formation. It's time to foster creation. Yay!
Party time. Азбуку знать пора.
Yeah.
Party time.
Азбуку знать пора.
Yeah.
Hello. You're crazy. My son's sleeping.
Whoa. А что это ты делаешь?
Nobody here ordered any pizza.
Не видишь, что ли? Мечтаю.
Мечтаешь? А о чем?
Don't even go there.
Ладно, садись, помечтай.
Stop calling me.
А ты о чем будешь мечтать?
О книжной полке.